Time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomok, and joining me today is Mary Fuller. She's the Community and Economic Development Intern. That's what we decided your title is.
Yes.
Thanks for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So you've been here for about a month. Mm-hmm. First off, just kind of give us a little bit of background on kind of your experience, your education, and what brought you here.
Yes. That's always the first question is, how did you end up in Hillsboro? I'm originally from a small town in southwest Iowa. I did my undergrad at Iowa State, and after graduation, I joined Peace Corps. So I was in Peace Corps for 3 years in Zambia, which is in south central Africa, working with farmers there mostly on food security and conservation practices, and then returned to the States and worked at Peace Corps headquarters in the Office of Public Affairs for 2 years, and then decided I wanted to go back to school. And through my service as a Peace Corps volunteer, I was then eligible to take part in a program called the Peace Corps Fellows Program, which is offered at several universities and colleges throughout the country. And I ended up at Western Illinois University, where I am studying Recreation, Park, and Tourism Administration. And as part of the Peace Corps Fellows Program, the second year of my graduate school is actually spent doing an internship in a rural community somewhere in Illinois. And Hillsboro took part in another Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs program called Mapping Program. And so through that mapping program, kind of the next step is to kind of implement the things that are planned during a set of meetings. And then so I'm here now to kind of help keep moving that process forward and kind of facilitate all the projects and ideas that people had while they were taking part in this mapping project. So it's all very complicated, and there's a lot of moving parts and different organizations, because I'm actually currently serving as an AmeriCorps member as well as being a Peace Corps fellow and an intern. So I have a lot of different titles. So that was kind of, it's always when people ask me what my title is, I usually just tell them that I'm the intern.
And so for people who don't know or don't remember, that the mapping process is kind of what created Imagine Hillsboro.
Yes.
And so I think we decided it's been around for about a year. Yes. I think they kind of launched officially in June. Mm-hmm. But so they're a big part of why you're here, correct?
Yes. Yes. So the mapping project is a really great chance for communities to really think about what they have and where they want to be in the future. So in a lot of ways, it's very different than hiring a consulting firm or whoever and paying them thousands of dollars to come in and tell you what your community needs. Whereas the mapping project, you sit down with people from the community, from, you know, there were old people, young people, professionals, you know, just all sorts of different people from different walks of life at these meetings that all have one thing in common, that they love Hillsboro, want to, you know, see Hillsboro become even better in the future. So it really takes a look at, you know, what your community has, what your community wants, how your community can get to what they want and really accomplish their goals, and set it out in a very, like, well-planned and strategic, thought-out way. And so they have all these plans and what resources they have to actually accomplish these goals. And I'm one of the resources now.
Yeah. And you said you've been going to all the different committee meetings. Mm-hmm. There's just 7 different committees in Hillsboro.
Yes.
And you said there's just a lot of different.
There are a lot of different moving parts here with all of these things. So, you know, there are all these goal areas. So it is, and this, I always have to list them on my fingers here, education, events and festivals, housing, technology, parks and recreation, volunteerism, and downtown revitalization and beautification. So they're all very different and they have different goals, but at the same time, a lot of the things overlap and, you know, work together. And like I said, everybody's end goal is kind of the same, the overarching goal to make Hillsboro an even better place to live and work.
Yeah. So I do want to talk a little bit more about what you do, what you're here to do, but first, why don't you tell me a little bit more about Zambia?
Yes.
Because that's interesting. You said you spent 3 years there?
I was there for 3 years. So I actually did an extra year, I guess. So usual Peace Corps services, 2 years. So I was in a Zambian village, just kind of your stereotypical what you think of Peace Corps experience. I lived in a mud hut with a grass roof and no running water and no electricity and had to ride my bicycle everywhere for 2 years. And it was just in this village. So you're there for 2 years. You have a chance. You're there through the good and the bad and the hot and the dry and the rainy season and the harvest and planting and, you know, birth and death and the whole kind of, you're part of that community for 2 years. And so in a lot of ways, it's kind of similar to where I'm in Hillsboro now, that I'm becoming a part of this community. I'll be here for a year to kind of go through the whole cycle of things. And so then my third year, I extended and moved to a small national park called Kasanka National Park. And I worked with community relations there, working with the people who were living in the area right around the park. And a lot of wildlife education, environmental education, conservation, food security, kind of how we can help them see the value of the park and not just poach all the animals in the park and kind of burning and a lot of the environmental degradation that was occurring, unfortunately, in the area.
So you were saying kind of that's been a lot of your life is like going into places for this mm-hmm. amount of time and kind of integrating yourself. What is that like what kind of mindset do you have to have for that?
I mean, I think it is, you just have to be very open, and I'm a very outgoing person. So I think that helps a lot too. Mm-hmm. So you have to just not be afraid to approach people and introduce yourselves. And, you know, it sounds like a lot, but 11 months or a year really isn't that long. So you kind of have to, even 2 years isn't that long, hit the ground running and not be afraid to mess up, honestly. Like, you're there and you kind of, you know, I have quite a bit of background on the area and knew quite a bit about Zambia, you know, learned the language and everything, but you kind of have to hit the ground and go for it. And if it doesn't work out, you have to keep going. There's not a lot of time to kind of dwell on yourself and feel bad for yourself. So I think it does kind of take a certain personality type just to be able to go into these places and I'm here, like, I want to help you, or I'm here to help you, you know, kind of a mindset of how can we work together.
So you said you learned the language.
Yes.
What language do they speak?
Well, Zambia actually has about 72 different languages. Some are more dialects, but I learned one of the most widely spoken languages, which is called Bemba.
So can you give us a little, like, taste of it? Like, how would you, like, introduce yourself and start a conversation?
I say, Mulushani, which is, how are you? You say, Indefia bueno, I'm just fine. And so then the greeting is a big thing. So you have to, you know, how are you? I'm fine. How are you working? You know, Mwabombeni, Mkwai, you know, bueno. How's your family? Kind of go through the whole greeting. And but it is, at the same time, an Anglophone country. It was a former British colony. So even with Bemba, there's a lot of broken English kind of words, like telephony is your phone. and even, yeah, there's just a lot of overlap. And so, yeah, greeting and kind of working through that initial kind of pleasantry stage, even if you're just asking for directions or asking for water or whatever, you still have to greet people. It's a very important part. And even, I think we should do more of that here.
Yeah. Cool. What a cool experience.
Yeah.
All right. So back to Hillsboro.
Yes.
What is, I know you probably don't have a typical job description, but what is kind of loosely your job description?
Yeah. So I'm actually working kind of part-time with Imagine Hillsboro and part-time with the city on a lot of overlapping things. So, you know, anything community and economic development, working on a lot of job creation, business retention. Those are kind of the economic development parts. Through AmeriCorps, one of the requirements is to do disaster preparedness and emergency management. So I'm working on a couple of things with that, with the police department and also the parks department, to make sure we kind of have a plan in place, which was something that came up even just in December with all the flooding that, these things need to be updated. We need to make sure we have this in place. So working with that, with Imagine Hillsboro, it's kind of, like I said, a variety of things and a variety of days. A couple of the big things we have coming up is the Spring Festival, which is April 30th, and it'll be pretty much all day from 9 to 4. Still working on nailing down the details on what exactly, but there'll be cookout and there'll be some gardening demonstrations and a maypole, and so it'll be a very fun, you know, after a winter when it snows every day, it seems, at least this week, to kind of, you know, be out in the sunshine, we're hoping. And then we're going to also be doing a community-wide cleanup on May 7th, which is just very much in its infancy of planning stages right now. So those are kind of the couple of big things I know I have coming up in the next, I guess, few months. But spring will be here before we know it, hopefully.
Yes. I like talking about these things that are coming, like, mm-hmm. in the spring and in the summer. Yeah. You're like, oh, yes, this is so nice.
Yes, don't forget that summer is here. And yes, the lake and the summer concert series, and there'll be all sorts of fun stuff in Hillsboro this summer.
So what are some of your everyday duties? Are there a lot of meetings right now?
A lot of meetings right now. This is the first few weeks, yes, getting to know people and who these people are. And if I have a question about this, who do I talk to? Doing my whole introduction spiel a few times. We're working on one of the big other projects that we've been working on right now is kind of a volunteer management database. So we have 150, 200 people who have signed up to help serve as a volunteer on community service projects at some point. And so working on kind of organizing that database and making that, so if organizations or whoever needs volunteers, or if it's a family or something needs a project done, that we can mobilize these volunteers out in the community, whether it's trash pickup or a painting or to help at the festivals or to do, the Rotary Club is having a fishing tournament and they need people to help check in. So just kind of mobilizing people and making community service really a value for Hillsboro and something that everybody can take part in.
So what are some kind of maybe issues or subjects that if anyone has and come to you and be like, this is a job for Mary Fuller?
So far it's really been a lot of things. There are a few restrictions on what I can do, mostly around fundraising. So I can't write you a grant, and I can't give you any money. But if you need help with any sort of like business training, we can try that. Like I said, the disaster planning and emergency management is kind of a big thing. So if your business needs an emergency plan, I can certainly work with you on that. If you want to volunteer, we can hook you up with a volunteer opportunity of some sort. Anything. And that's the thing. It's so broad. It can basically be pretty much anything as long as it's serving that community and economic development. Is it helping Hillsboro grow? Is it helping Hillsboro become a better place in some aspect?
So would you say that that's kind of the goal while you're here is kind of what you just said, helping Hillsboro grow?
Yes. I think grow and develop, which, again, is kind of vague, but, in a positive way. So whether that's improving the parks and the trails or helping, more affordable housing or, filling empty storefronts downtown or making sure that, if there is ever some sort of emergency that people are prepared and know what to do to keep themselves safe and their property safe.
All right. So 11 months, or I guess you have 10 months left now. Mm-hmm. So what's next after this?
Yes. So I will finish in mid-December, which is also when I will finish grad school.
Okay.
So that will be an exciting time. So I have taken a couple classes online still, and then I have a project to do for my master's degree, graduating in December. And we will see. My mom has already started sending me job announcements. So she is on top of it, at least. Hopefully my background is agriculture. I'd love to do something with like agritourism, a winery or, a pumpkin patch or all these fun things like that in the Midwest. Unfortunately, I'd ideally like to go back to Iowa. Sorry, Illinois. But that's where my family is and that's where I'm from. So hopefully back to Iowa somewhere.
All right. Well, Mary Fuller, I guess our, my official welcome to you to the Hillsboro area.
Yes, thank you.
Hope you enjoy it.
I've been enjoying it so far.
All right. And thanks for coming in and talking with me.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Around Montgomery County with my guest, Mary Fuller. She's the Community and Economic Development Intern for the City of Hillsboro and Imagine Hillsboro. And I'm your host, Sarah Tomac.